energize and fuse. You become a total machine of energy.
We'll be right back. ACC2 from Glass Boys' album Commune, here on Deep Threes. Ventolin and Bectotide began our set with Witnessed My Country from Aw Dissect. Nonema and the Audiologist bought tickets for Where This Train of Thought Terminates, leaving almost tomorrow. Steve Moore took us to Pangea Ultima, the title track of his 2013 album. The Phonoghosts culled samples from cassettes they found at the resting place of modern culture, thrift shop bins. We heard Head Cleaning from Chrome Position. Then we found The Ice Cream Man on Edge from director John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace, from the soundtrack to the 1976 action thriller Assault on Precinct 13. The producer, Alight, bowed to the Obelisk and the Zero remix thereof for the Iridis EP. We looked up to find a Fundustrial Nation from the one-man band Radio Shock's Adapter. And Jimmy Penguin spun the disco ball to shine on Liar. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Neuroleptic Trio's Impro Rosetta. You can always find playlists and show archives on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
This is Bird Note. Millions of birds begin their lives in the Arctic wetlands of northern Alaska. Environment reporter and author Linda Mapes visited a few of them on a small pond near Teshapook Lake.
There was a family of red-throated loons right in the center of the pond. The mother, the father, and two very fluffy chicks.
She watched the mother tend her chicks as their father flew off.
And eventually, there's this great commotion, this great flurry, and he arrives with his perfect little silvery fish in his mouth. And he comes up to one of the chicks and he passes it to the chick, and the chick drops it, drops it in the water.
Was it an accident? A fishing lesson? Linda couldn't say, but she was struck by her own immense privilege
of sharing their family time with them as these beings doing the things that we all need to do, to eat, to take care of one another, to persist into the next generation.
But now, fossil fuel development in the Teshapook wetlands is encroaching on their home.
It means disturbance. It means danger. They don't have another place they can go to like this. This is their place. They will come back here next year looking for the very same nest sites. What will they come back to?
Learn more about what you can do to protect America's Arctic when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.